Episode 1315, Will This Matter in 5 Years?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day. It is Friday. You made it. It's Confessions of an Upset Mama. Take a deep breath. Give yourself a big hug and a squeeze. Yes, it is the weekend, but we got to talk about confessions. Will this really matter in 5 years? Let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, how crazy busy is your schedule? You are coming and going, all the while transitioning to a new season. Will this matter in 5 years? Crazy busy schedule? Silly, stupid question. Why even ask such a thing? Well, you got to ask if you're living that life. And the sad reality is we are living that life. It's reflected in how we manage our hours in the day, how we communicate with family and friends, coworkers, even strangers, how we prioritize our week. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. School has started for most, and those who haven't are preparing for the ultimate return. We don't want to go back, right? It's the transition that can't be avoided. But what comes up too often are the struggles and battles fought daily, yet sometimes we as parents miss the signs. Last week, we chatted about anxious for nothing. If you haven't listened to that episode, go back to episode 1308. We've got to understand that because the day is devouring our children, anxiety becomes a way of life. That's really scary when we think that we are raising kids to be anxious. So I wanted to continue the conversation. Children and adults, we all have a difficult time when it comes to change and transition. We have different coping mechanisms to help us get through the uncomfortable times that suffocate our personalities. Think about how change affects you. Transition puts a hold on what feels good, what feels natural. It puts you in a position that isn't you. Think about it. How did you feel when you were going through a transitional season in your life? Maybe you're in the middle of one now. You know what it feels like. And it's odd, right? It's kind of like, we know we're who we are, but we really don't understand what we're doing. And we're just going through the motions to get through the day because you're in a position that really isn't you. And during these challenging times, what happens? You become irritated, short-tempered, restless, fussy, self-serving, and that's not even taking into account hormones. Yeah, that's for a whole nother episode. And all of a sudden, you're in a frenzy because of change. Change is a constant, but it puts us in this state of strife. It's a battle. And the sad thing is we are missing the boat when it comes to recognizing this with our children and ourselves. So if you're sitting here thinking, oh, well, this episode really doesn't apply to me because my kids are grown. Oh, it applies to you because you're a human being. You're going to have a season of change or transition if you're not in one already. Fall is around the corner. So we all will be pushed into a season of change because we're in an actual new season. But why is it that we just kind of keep going through our life and just struggling? And then, unfortunately, we're giving the same things to our children. We're passing it along to them. I'm all for passing on the good stuff, but the bad stuff, I'd like to erase. I don't want to pass on the bad stuff. And we can correct that as parents. We can correct that as mentors. We can correct that as leaders. We have to be willing, though, to take that step. And so what does it look like? You got to keep it in perspective. That is your Kiss the Keep It Simple strategy. Keep it in perspective. Better a dry crust with peace and quiet than a house full of feasting with strife. You don't want to keep living in that state of strife. this conflict, this irritation, this frustration. All you are is adding to the frustration and frenzy, which only complicates what you don't want to grow. How many of you all have enjoyed the weeds over the summer? Probably not too many. That's the last thing we want in our gardens. That's the last thing we want in our flower beds or with our shrubs. And they're little pesky things, aren't they? Do you really want to sit there and take your watering can and your fertilizer and say, oh, come on, weed, let's grow. I want to see how tall you can become. Now, you may be saying, not seriously, Christine, that's not really a good analogy. No, it is, because that's what we're doing when we are feeding our frenzy and our frustration, and our kids see it and they feed off of us. And it drives me batty. And I watch it happen, and it happens in my household. I have to catch myself and I'm like, oh, I don't believe I just did that. And sometimes I have to dig myself out of the ditch and find a way to either correct things or make things better, whatever the case may be in the situation that I'm in. But the last thing we want to do is add to the weeds in the garden. We want to see beautiful what blooms. That's what you want to feed. So how can you regulate your response and reaction to change? Well, first you need to ask the simple question, will this matter in 5 years? The key factor here is that we as parents tend to over-exaggerate what isn't so bad. I've done it. Maybe you've done it even to your own spouse or to yourself. And all of a sudden, what? It's like drama queen time. You're the soap opera of the evening. You've made this little fish become this huge shark. And it really isn't that. Now, yes, there are circumstances. But in reality, majority of what we're facing are a lot of little things. But if we keep pushing the wrong way and we tend to over-exaggerate, what is that giving to our children? Not so much, right? We're raising drama kids to be drama adults. And what will they produce? Drama kids too. We push and ask the wrong questions that leaves the residue of I'm not good enough. Think about that. We ask the wrong questions and it leaves this residue on our children. Like, gosh, I'm just not good enough. Mom doesn't think I'm doing the right thing. I don't know what dad's thinking, but he doesn't think that I'm good enough. For me, I caught myself asking innocent questions, but in actuality, it was reinforcing what I didn't want my son to be anxious about. Our two youngest are back in school and they're about ready to finish up their week. Yes, today. It's it. We finally made it. 5 days. They're absolutely thrilled. They've been talking about the weekend since Monday morning. They already knew that. They were like, can we not have it now? Well, my oldest, Einstein, he's a junior. I had a question for him. And I said, so, you know, how was lunch? And this was just kind of like on the first day, you know, what did you do? And he's like, yeah, I sat there. And he told me that he sat by himself. And of course, mama's heart broke because I'm like, why did you sit by yourself? But I didn't go down that road. But the next day, I found myself going, so did you sit with anybody at lunch today? And I thought, oh, foot in the mouth. Why did I ask the question? Because what have I done? I have put the emphasis that sitting with someone at lunch should be a priority. And if you aren't making it a priority, then what? I'm disappointed in you. You're not good enough. You're not doing what you need to do. Maybe he's just fine by himself. Maybe for him, he needs that downtime. But I won't know if I don't ask the right questions. Innocent questions, right? Not a big deal. But for our kids, it is a huge deal. So how do you begin to help your child and then help yourself? Well, let's talk about how to keep it in perspective. That's your kiss reminder. Okay, I just had to give you another kiss because it's the weekend. We're going to celebrate. All right, number one, get back into a routine as quick as you can. For us, it was the week before school. Now, if you're already in school and you're like, oh, I totally failed there. No, it's not a failure. You just start right where you are. It's okay. But get back into a routine. Even my husband said, we need to get back on a routine. He was ready for bed. He was like, okay, I'm going to bed. 9:30, I'm headed that way. He gets ready for bed and he settles in because he knows he is leading the pack. And if he's not taking care of himself, what is that showing for his sons? What is that showing for his daughters? Not a whole lot. So get back into a routine. If you haven't started school, or maybe you're starting a new job, you can apply this to you as an adult. Figure out where you want to be and give yourself 2 to 3 days prior to. And for kids, it's really better to do a week. We did a week and we were staying up. Oh my goodness. The boys, they're older now. They would stay up and play and do crazy things till like 11:30, sometimes pushing midnight. Yes, I would let them do that. Call me whatever you want to call me, but that's the honest truth. And so I thought, well, we can't just stay up until midnight. They're going to be absolutely exhausted come Monday morning. Because for our high school, it starts at 7 o'clock in the morning. That's the starting time. They're in class. Oh, your brain's got to be awake by then. So, you know, they're getting up 5:30 in the morning. So get back into a routine. At least give yourself 2 to 3 days, if not a week. And then begin to blend everything else together. And if you can, schedule less for you on your own personal schedule so you can be there for your children. Okay, that was just bonus. All right, number two, let your child have a voice. This is where you need to allow your children to make some decisions, to be a part of maybe packing their lunch, picking out their school supplies, what they're going to wear. Now, obviously, if they are in preschool or whatever, you may have to give a few options, okay? But when we're talking about middle school, make sure they understand the dress code. Have them read it. I know for us, we actually have to read the dress code and then say, okay, go pick out and show me 2 outfits and let's look and make sure that they're dress code appropriate. And then from there, you pick what you want to wear. It's cool. Already then, you're letting them what? Have a voice. That really empowers them. And that's what you want to do to your children. That's what you want to do for yourself. That's what you want to do for your spouse. And even people that you don't know, you want to empower them. You want to lift them up. So let your child have a voice. Number three, give your child a break. Yeah, it's the weekend. Whoop, whoop, party on. That means it's time to refuel. If I were you, which I'm not, but this is what I recommend, encourage your children to get their studies done after school at the end of the week, whatever that is. If your school day ends on a Thursday or on a Friday, whatever it is, have them take care of it all then so they can actually have a break, a complete full day. Maybe it's Saturday and Sunday. Maybe it's Saturday and partial Sunday, but your child needs a break. You need a break. And when you can give them that where they don't have anything on the schedule, they can pick and choose what they want to, then that allows them to refuel. We all need that opportunity. So give your child a break. Number four, encourage your child to share his or her feelings and concerns. This is truly about, okay, I'm scared, Mom. I don't like this. Don't say, oh man, I was too. Have you told those stories before? I have. I'm not saying it's a mistake, but ask probing questions so you hear more about what their feelings are, not about what you were feeling. There will be plenty of times to share your stories, but you're trying to what? Help with the anxiety, help with the change, help with the transition. Keep it in perspective. Will this matter in 5 years? I don't know. But that's something that you need to ask. Not necessarily that specific question, but we all know that, right? What are you going to be when you grow up? What are you going to do in 5 years? Where do you see yourself in 10 years, right? Will this really matter in 5 years? Well, will it? Maybe not. Is it really going to matter if my son sat with somebody at lunch in 5 years? Probably not. So encourage your child to share his or her feelings and concerns. And finally, number five, this is a bonus. I know you'll love the bonus. Don't put words in your child's mouth. Don't place your concerns on your child. That's where, you know, you're telling your stories and you're like, oh yeah, I was feeling so whatever. Maybe they're not feeling that. And now all of a sudden you've told them that you just had this horrible experience when you were in second grade. And so they go back and they're like, gosh, if mom had that horrible experience, I don't know. I didn't think about that. Now they're thinking about it. Now I know it's innocent. I get it. I do it too. But we really have to be cautious. And that's where I want to welcome in the B's of change and transition. The B's. Be careful, be conscious, be present. And what do I mean by that? Number one, be careful how you formulate your questions. How are you asking them? Is it from an accusatory position, like you're wrong and you shouldn't have done that? Or is it an open-ended discussion question that allows them to come back and to share more about where they are? So be careful how you formulate your questions. You really want to use open-ended questions. Leave those yes-no questions behind. Number two, be conscious. Be conscious of the words you are using. Words have power. And if you make light of some things, thinking that maybe you're telling a joke and they don't quite get it, they may start stewing over that. And that doesn't help them in figuring out and dealing with change and transition. Now, I'm really kind of nitpicking here, but our children are kind of left out to the wolves if we do not help them. And I know that I talk to my children all the time. Our youngest went off to middle school, eighth grade. Woohoo, go G-Man. And first day, Monday, man, he rocked it. He's like, oh, I picked him up from school. We had a bus issue. Bus issue's taken care of now. But anyway, he got in the car and he said, oh, Mom, this is going to be a great year. I could have done the happy dance. In fact, I was doing it, but I was doing it in my heart. But man, if you had me outside with, I would have been breakdancing and jumping up and down and doing flips because that was the one thing that I wanted to hear from him. I was like, yes, we got this. We got this. This is so cool. And a lot of them are brand new teachers. They've hired more staff because our district is growing. And so he's like, oh, Mom. And he was just excited. You could hear it in his voice. Come Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Are you kidding me? I thought, what happened to Monday? Monday was such a great, awesome day. And now we're getting sick. And the anxiety is like written literally in bold, black, permanent marker all over your face. I don't want to do this. I'm not ready for this. School, whatever. You use your imagination. I thought, where have I failed? What has gone wrong? Be conscious of the words you are using. It feeds your children. Language is nutrition for the mind. And so we as parents, we have to be very conscious of what we're saying and not just kind of like throwing words out. Sometimes you need a time out. And if so, use an excuse. I got to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back. Hold that thought. They know what it's like. They got to go to the bathroom. They got to go. Go to the bathroom, collect your thoughts, and then come back. Carry on the conversation. But be conscious. Number three, be present. Be present in their moment of vomiting. I got you there, didn't I? Yes. Okay, I know if I said it that way, you would always remember it. Be present in their moment of vomiting. And what I mean by this is that you're going to have times, maybe it's in the car, maybe it's standing outside waiting for the bus, it's driving to an activity, and all of a sudden, they are like chatty monkey, and they won't be quiet, and they're telling you all about your day, and you're like, really, I don't have time for this. We're really needing to hurry. You need to be present in their moment of vomiting. Think about it. When they vomit, for real, I'm talking, I know if you're eating, I'm so sorry, but bear with me here. You're never going to forget this. When they are sick, okay, and I mean they're vomiting, you want to be there for them, right? Of course you do. You want to love them and hold them and take care of them and make sure that they're going to feel better. Same thing when they are telling you and they have that opportunity and they're like, I'm all in, Mom. And you're like, well, okay, I got to take this phone call. Really? Do you really need to take that phone call? That's one thing my mom taught me, is that when your children come and you're picking them up or you're taking them somewhere, you need to be present with them immediately. We can be chatting on the phone, my mom and I, and she'll say, hun, you got him in the car, right? Okay, I'll let you go. I'll talk to you later. Click, she'll hang up the phone because she knows how precious that time is. The B's of change and transition. Be careful how you formulate your questions. Be conscious of the words you are using and be present in their moment of vomiting. They want you to be a part of their life. That is going to matter in 5 years. But some of the stuff and the questions that we're asking them, because we're just kind of like hoping they're making good friends and their day's gone well, and you kind of want those details, but really those details may not matter in the long run. Will this matter in 5 years? That's what you need to be thinking about. You've got an incredible blessing before you. God has gifted you a child or children, and He has said, I want you to raise them to be productive in society. I want you to raise them, train them up. So if they fall, they will return back to me. It's not easy being a parent, but I'm telling you, it is the most important job you will ever do. And does it get easier the older they get? No, it does not. My daughter is starting nursing school today. She's at orientation today. Where am I? Not with her. I gave her a hug and broke down in tears as she whispered in my ear, Mom, I'm not ready to be an adult yet. And I thought, boy, here I thought I was raising this incredible young woman, which I am, but her to share her heart, her feelings, her fears, her concerns, when really she's been out there in the real world for a long time already. Yet she told me, I'm not ready to be an adult yet. Change, transition, seasons of life that we go through. You cannot escape that, but you can learn how to use tools to better manage the change and the transition. Will you do that today? Will you make the effort, put in the energy, the work that's needed to do that? Maybe you want some help with this. I know for me, praise the Lord, I have some incredible mentors. One is my mom, and I call on them when I am stuck, foot in the mouth. Oh my gosh, I really messed up. Somehow, it's not the end of the world, and you can turn it around. But when you begin to use these tools and strategies, it does make it easier. And you can smile more. And guess what? You won't be feasting on frenzy and living in the state of strife any longer. No, you'll be celebrating and there will be joy in your household. If you want help with that, click on the link, take aim in the show notes, and that will begin our conversation. I'm here to help you, specifically with your circumstances, your life. Click on that link and that will begin our conversation. Ask yourself the question, will this matter in 5 years? I don't know. But what I do know is that you need to make sure that your decision throughout it, good or bad, whether it will matter in 5 years, you need to be present, be incredible, and be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.